Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A Norfolk man rear-ended another driver just 4 days after his insurance policy had expired, according to state police. Cypress Tashami Patterson was driving on North Elm Street in Norfolk on May 8th when police say his car struck the fender of a car ahead of him. Police said his insurance card did not appear to be valid. His insurance carrier told police the policy lapsed on May 4th. He was charged with failure to drive a responsible distance apart and carrying insufficient insurance. He's slated to appear May 21st in Torrington Superior Court. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett of Columbia County announced that her office helped secure a $125,000 state grant for a Hawthorne Valley farm for the purpose of procuring a new yogurt filler machine, which will help increase productivity for packaging and make the farm more competitive in the marketplace. SWM International, a manufacturer of specialty papers in Ankrum, New York, is looking for summer students to work in manufacturing. The requirements, 18 years or older, attending, finishing, or planning to attend post-secondary education, able to work shift work. Rate of pay, regardless of position, will be $18 an hour. There are no benefits offered for the positions. The employment will be through August 31st. If you know of a student looking for summer work meeting those requirements, contact Amy at 518-329-5140. Sharon Board of Education meeting at Sharon Center School tonight at 6 p.m. in the library. Falls Village Board of Finance has their regular meeting tonight at 6:30 on Main Street in Falls Village. Immediately following that, the Board of Selectmen meet in the same location. Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a meeting tonight at 6:30. That'll be at Sharon Town Hall. Tomorrow, Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at 9:30 at the Central Office Conference Room. The Salisbury Economic Development Committee will meet tomorrow at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. South Berkshire Concerts presenting a concert featuring master pianist and mentor Peter Serkin and the orchestra. Now, Wind Players, that happens tomorrow at 7:30 in the McConnell Theater of Daniel Arts Center at Bard College at Simon's Rock. 84 Alfred Road. For more information, 413-528-7212. A community update and open forum with a free continental breakfast will happen at the Sharon Town Hall. That comes up on May 16th at 7:30 in the morning. Because seating is limited, reservations are due. You can call 860-364-4085 for more information. The Salisbury-Sharon Track Committee regular meeting will be held May 16th at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Great Barrington Historical Society presenting the program Remarkable Women of New England with author and lecturer Dr. Carol Owens on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the First Congregational Church Parish Room on Main Street in Great Barrington. It's free and open to the public. Coming up May 16th, in Claverick, the Four Nationals Ensemble, Recreation Revolution, a sunset concert at the Juan Dharma Center featuring the music of LeClaire, Telemann, and Devinier. This is the second of four concerts to benefit the center's hiking trails and conservation access. It's at 7 p.m. Tim Abbott will be the guest speaker at the Falls Village Canyon Historical Society's annual dinner and meeting on Thursday at the Hollenbeck Room in Gear Village. The doors open at 5, a buffet dinner served at 5:30. The cost, $30 per person. BYOB payment may be made at the door. If you want to make a reservation, 860-824-5607 or 860-824-8226. Noble Horizons Auxiliary holding its semi-annual book and tag sale on Friday and Saturday from 9 till 2 at Noble Horizons, Copple Road in Salisbury. Admission is free both days. Early birds pay $10 from 8 to 9 a.m. on Friday only. Town of Sheffield and Sheffield Transfer Station will hold their spring 2018 bulky waste collection for town residents. No business waste accepted. Dates are Friday from 2 to 4 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., and Sunday from 8:30 till 2. More information is available at 413-229-7000, extension 152. Master Gardener Volunteers, Cronulla Cooperative Extension, Dutchess County, have their plant sale May 18th and 19th, Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday from 9 till 2, at the Farm and Home Center in Millbrook, New York. More information at 845-677-8223, extension 115. Housatonic Valley Regional High School juried student art exhibit happens. That's Blue and Gold at the White, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. Now, the artist reception will be Friday the 19th from 5 till 7. Refreshments are provided by Dino's Pizza. 80% of the proceeds from the sale of the student's artwork goes directly back to the student artist. The remaining 20% goes to the arts program at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. More information at whitegalleryart.com. On the web. A Bunko fundraiser sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary will be held May 18th at the Firehouse on West Main Street. The doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. Reservations are not required. For the 59th straight year, Montgomery Lodge No. 13 in Lakeville is continuing its tradition of monthly lobster sales. This year's season features a sale on Saturday, May 19th, June 16th, July 21st, August 18th, and September 15th. Lobsters can be picked up between 4 and 6 on those days. Lobsters will average 1 1/3 pounds at a price of $16 each and can be ordered by calling 860-435-9722. It's recommended that customers call no later than the Friday before each sale to guarantee the order. Proceeds from the sales are used to fund scholarships to local students and donations to local charities. Trade Secrets is back once again this week, May 19th and 20th. Saturday, May 19th, the Rare Plant and Garden and Antique Sale held at Lion Rock Farm in Sharon, Connecticut. And then on Sunday, of course, will be the guided tours throughout the region. For more information, you can contact the Women's Support Services or TradeSecretsCT.com on the web. The D.M. Hunt Library will host its annual homegrown plant sale this coming weekend, the 19th and 20th, from 9 to 2 both days. All proceeds benefit the library. For more information, 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org. Meanwhile, the Pine Plains Garden Club's annual plant sale takes place on Saturday from 9 till noon at the Town Gazebo, located on Route 199 South Main Street, Route 82. Douglas Library holding its annual plant book and bake sale on Saturday from 10 until 2. The plant sale featuring flowers and plants from Freund's Farm Market as well as donated plants. Donated plants are always welcome. For more information, 860-824-7863. The Ralph Venturilla Memorial and Amenia Lions Kids Fishing Derby will take place on Saturday, May 19th from 10 till 2. The Fishing Derby, unlike others hosted by the Lions, is not a fundraiser. It's simply a way to give back, and this is exactly what Ralph is all about, having served the community for more than 60 years. About 60 kids from the ages of 2 through 15 have shown up each year to fish at Venturilla's Pond at Amenia in the past, and they're hoping for an equally successful event this year. Hot dogs, chips, and soda and water are donated by Freshtown for each registrant. Prizes are awarded for the biggest fish, bass, trout, and bullheads and sunfish in each age group, and the most fish caught during the day. Worms are also donated by Rennie's and Dover. There's nothing more joyful than watching the kids catch their first fish. It's a catch-and-release derby. It's free to all kids 15 years and younger. Make a day of it and join the Lions at this family event. For more information, contact Lion Lori Hale at 845-373-9751. In Millbrook on the 19th, it's the 10th annual Millbrook Literary Festival with dozens of authors participating in panel discussions, readings, signings throughout the day. This year's authors include Michael Korda, Jennifer Ulrich, Poet Gold, and many more from 10 until 5. On Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Ankrumdale Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall, Bill Cradinger from the New York State Historic Preservation Office and town historians Robin Massa and Claire Van Tassel will be giving a progress report on the plan to establish a historic district in the hamlet of Ankrumdale. Lakeville Host Company has their spring chicken barbecue on Saturday, serving from 4 until 7 p.m. Takeout limited seating is available. Adults $12, seniors $10, children $6. To reserve tickets, ahead of time, 860-435-9642. Annual roast beef dinner at St. John's Lutheran Church in Ankrum, New York happens on Saturday. Donations for tickets, adults 15, children 7, under 10. All takeouts $15. Takeout at 4:30 pickup, eat-in at 5:30. To reserve tickets, 518-789-4769 or 518-329-0038. The Polaros Piano Trio performs at the Rojan Library in Copake on May 19th at 5 p.m. A Louisa May Alcott Dinner Theater play, will take place on Saturday from 7 till 9 at the Fife and Drum Restaurant, 53 Main Street in Kent. The themed dinner will be followed by a staged reading and costume that features appearances by Louisa, her father, Bronson Alcott, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Henry David Thoreau. More information at 860-927-3761. On Saturday at 7 p.m., the Sandusfield Arts Center hosting the 8th Annual Sandusfield Family Cabaret Night, a full program of local bands, bossa nova, martial arts, comedy, and much, much more. For more information, sandusfieldartscenter.org or 413-258-4100. Berkshire Box Society reminds you there's a change in date for their next concert. It'll be on Saturday, May 19th at 7:30 at the First Congregational Church on Main Street in Great Barrington. Go for Baroque. For more information, berkshirebach.org. The Children's Attic is coming, a shop and annual maternity and children's consignment sale at the Community Health Program's Route 7 campus in Stockbridge Road, Great Barrington, Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. and Sunday from 9 until noon. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church will hold a motorcycle enthusiast annual blessing of the bikes on Sunday. Any biker who would like his or her motorcycle blessed is welcome to come to the church, 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury, at 11:30 on the 20th. A prayer will be said for all bikers, and their bikes will be blessed with holy water. All are invited to stay for a picnic following the blessing. In Sharon, Silver Lake Conference Center will hold an open house on Sunday from 1 till 5. In addition to tours at the camp and conference center, the newly built high ropes course will be staffed and open to those who'd like to climb, and the new disc golf course will be available for those who want to test their skill with a flying disc on the ground. The open house will feature walking tours of the facilities and more. More information at silverlake.org. The Sanford Grange is sponsoring its annual roast pork dinner on Sunday at the Grange Hall on Route 82. One buffet-style serving will begin at 2 p.m. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Through Hiking on the Appalachian Trail, a talk by Sam Ducharme. It'll happen on Sunday at 4 p.m., sharing his 2,180-mile, 14-state backpacking trip. It's at the Sundays at 4 series at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,831.17, the S&P 500 at 2727.72, and the NASDAQ at 7402.88. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.